This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Liz Pedersen, Executive Director of Arizona Land and Water Trust. Liz, thanks for joining me today. Liz, tell me what your organization's mission is.
Since 1978, our mission is protecting Southern Arizona's western landscapes, its farms and ranches, wildlife habitat, and the waters that sustain them.
And how does your organization work towards that mission?
So working with willing private landowners to help them explore land and water conservation transactions that are available to permanently protect their property is what we do. And in most cases, a rancher or farmer will contact us with interest in protecting their land, as often the next generation in their family may not have interest in taking over the operation. So we help to secure conservation funding by writing grants. We're able to bring millions of dollars of land and water conservation to Southern Arizona. And so to date, we've protected over 60,000 acres of working landscapes and wildlife habitat in Southern Arizona.
And Liz, is there a particular program of Arizona Land and Water Trust that you'd like to highlight today?
Among the many land transactions that we're working on is a current project called the Soperee Creek and Farm. And it's a portion of the historic Soperee Ranch located in Amado, which is just about 30 minutes south of Tucson. This project is really interesting to us because we hold a lot of conservation values as important to our organization. And this one location of this 1,300-acre farm really has everything that we value as an organization in one place. It has sustainable agriculture, about 327 acres of irrigated fields. It has an amazing water story, a unique area of shallow groundwater and significant grandfathered groundwater rights. The Soperee Creek also runs through this property, which then joins the Santa Cruz River, which of course flows north to the Tucson Basin. The creek itself, while it's usually dry except for rain events, it does serve as a wildlife corridor, moving wildlife between the Sierritas and the Sierra Colorados to the west, to the east, and to the Santa Ritas. So we're working to protect this 1,300-acre farm. But beyond the protection of the land, it's also a unique property in that the trust, as we see ourselves as problem solvers, we have identified several challenges in our local agricultural community, including affordable access to land for the next generation of farmers and ranchers, and also a permanent location where the next generation can come together and collaborate to learn innovative, drought-resistant, sustainable farming techniques. So we're looking at kind of a space for an agricultural apprenticeship program on site, and that'll be run by other folks than the trust because we are laser focused on land and water transactions. That's what we do best, but we know a lot of folks in the local agricultural community, and we think this could be an amazing benefit to the communities of Southern Arizona.
How can folks find out more about Arizona Land and Water Trust?
Sure. So you can visit our website at ALWT, just our acronym as in Arizona Land and Water Trust.org. You can also like us on Facebook under Arizona Land and Water Trust. We're on Instagram at Arizona Land and Water Trust and also on LinkedIn.
This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today was Liz Pedersen, Executive Director of Arizona Land and Water Trust. Liz, thanks so much for joining me on KXEI today.
Thanks so much, Elva, for the opportunity.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.